President Biden is getting ready to hit the road. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He'll go to Kansas City to tout the benefits of the new infrastructure law. The day after a video call with Russia's leader, warning of U.S. consequences if Russia invades Ukraine again. Fox's Simon Owen has a new Russian reaction live.
Dave, President Putin is describing his talks with President Biden as open and constructive. He says Russia has proposals for the U.S. and will send them within a week. The video call was arranged after the U.S. accused Russia of potentially planning to invade Ukraine. Putin said it's provocative to suggest Russia is planning an attack, but he underscored Russian opposition to any prospect of Ukraine joining NATO. He said NATO's expansion would be unacceptable. Dave?
Simon, opening arguments are about to start in court in Minnesota at ex-Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter's trial. She's charged with manslaughter in Dante Wright's killing in April during a traffic stop altercation. Potter claims she thought the gun in her hand was a taser. In Chicago at this hour, closing arguments at Jussie Smollett's trial. The actor is accused of staging a 2019 hate crime as a hoax. He claims it was real.
Jussie Smollett testified under oath that he still has a scar under one eye and a permanent bruise under another eye from the alleged attack. But Special Prosecutor Dan Wed pushed back and asked Smollett if he was able to watch back his interview on Good Morning America a short while after the incident, implying Smollett's face looked just fine during that interview, and Smollett shot back that he had good Hollywood hair, makeup, and lighting.
Fox's Matt Finn. Fox News is already in the process of replacing a charred Christmas tree outside our headquarters in New York City.
It was just after midnight last night when the tree suddenly went up in flames. Police have arrested a Brooklyn man identified as Craig Tamahana. He's 49 years old, now charged with criminal mischief, reckless endangerment, arson, trespass, among other counts.
That's Eric Shawn. America's listening to Fox News.
We've lost so many people to COVID. So many moms and dads, favorite uncles, older sisters, and best friends. But vaccines can help prevent serious illness and death from COVID in more than 9 out of 10 cases. So, now almost all COVID deaths are preventable, and so are the broken hearts they leave behind. We can do this. Find COVID vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
During the season of giving, you might give away more than you want.
Sweater for Mom, video game for Jake, and my credit card for someone named Gina.
More online activity can mean more exposed personal info. But LifeLock by Norton has identity theft protection all wrapped up. And if you become a victim, we'll work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions. But you can save up to 25% off your first year with promo code NEWS. Visit LifeLock.com today.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up, your pickup truck store, is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners, with nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Here's the news in 60 seconds, YumaDailyNews.com. Copa High School's dance group is eager to return to the stage for the first time in nearly 2 years due to the pandemic. You can read the latest about their upcoming performance this month and how to get tickets, YumaDailyNews.com. A second-generation farmer from Yuma has been named this year's Farmer of the Year. Read all about it, YumaDailyNews.com. The Remain in Mexico policy has been reinstated, causing migrants to rush the Yuma border. The county sheriff's office has showed video of crowds of immigrants approaching the U.S. border wall over the past weekend. Sheriff Wilmot says some 4,000 migrants are waiting to be processed. More info, YumaDailyNews.com. A wine company and Oreo Thins are teaming up for the release of a limited edition chocolate wine. The red blend will include flavors of chocolate and cookies and cream, along with notes of oak, and it's crafted to be enjoyed with Milk's favorite cookie. I think that will be my lunch today. What do you guys think? Follow us, Facebook and Twitter, Yuma Daily News. I'm Andrew Caravella.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize him?
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
Shut down the government? Back in 1 minute with your politics question of the day.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Republicans should shut down the government until President Joe Biden ends his vaccine mandate. So says author J.D. Vance, who has thrown his hat into Ohio's Senate race. During an appearance at an Ohio Senate forum, Vance said, "Right now, we have the Biden administration forcing a vaccine mandate down people's throats. At the same time, we have a debt limit coming up. Instead of giving the Democrats a bipartisan flag to wave, we should shut down the government until the vaccine mandate ends." Question: would you or would you not support Vance's recommendation to end the president's vaccine mandate?
Arizona runs on affordable energy produced right here at home. But as prices on everything rise, politicians in D.C. want to increase the cost of American-made energy. That means we may have to rely on energy from foreign producers instead of here in America, potentially making it more expensive to live here in Arizona. Tell Senator Kelly, don't tax American energy producers, because affordable, reliable solutions are made in America. Paid for by energy citizens.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Chamber Chatter, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this morning in studio, as always, we have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this morning, we are pleased to have Colonel McFall from Yuma Proving Ground in with us this morning. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed, ma'am. Thank you for asking.
And so Project Convergence 21 just finished up a little bit ago. How did that go?
Well, I must say, tired. How about that? I'm probably not the only one who's tired. I mean, our workforce just knocked it out of the park on the national stage. You know, let's just talk about that a second. I just want to brag about how great they are. And just, you know, we had the Secretary of the Army, the Chief of Staff of the Army, 26 3- and 4-star generals here.
In Yuma?
Yes.
I don't remember getting my invitation.
I know.
My bad.
You're better off not having
a tough crowd already.
I know, exactly.
but you know, Kim, it was such an awesome event. Again, it was about campaign learning. It was about, where is the Army going? And this year we did a joint flavor, shall we say, where not only was Yuma, but also White Sands Missile Range was involved. It was another 6-week-long event that took place. And just overall, our workforce knocked it out of the park. The can-do culture up there was exemplified, shown on the national stage. Nothing but praise to our great workforce.
That has to be a good feeling for all involved.
Oh, it is awesome.
Yeah.
But not just our workforce. It's also to Yuma County, because this was a whole of Yuma, in my opinion. Okay? It was the town that set the tone, too, you know, where, the teammates who came here to do whatever they were doing, they came into the town, they slept here in the town, they ate in the town, they worked the weekends, so some of the community events they went to, what just, I mean, it, this is just an overall, Yuma County knocked it out of the park on a national stage.
And that's something we should tell them so we can tell them to keep living up to it, you know, here locally, that it, some of the restaurants and all may not have known, but that's they need to hear that.
You know, it, all I heard were compliments.
Yeah.
Mm. Good.
And that's one reason why I'd want to come in here and just say that to our all of our teammates. And I say teammates, but again, I say whole Yuma, okay? From, you know, safety to entertainment to hotel industry to the restaurant industry, just everything. And, I want to applaud and just say thank you personally to everybody who supported this great event. And you supported the National Security Strategy and the National Defense Strategy. Top five Army program. Congratulations. You knocked it out of the park.
Thank you.
And my understanding, when the military is, you know, looking at their different bases and everything across the nation, having local acceptance and local support plays well for any future investments and future expansions.
You know, that's very true, you know. When you look at things, you look at cost, right? I mean, that's a factor. But you also look at the people and you look, you know, is it supportable on a large scale? You got to look at a lot of things. And I just think, I hear people joke all the time. I don't know if you've heard this, so please correct me if I'm incorrect when I say this, which is...
We're good at that.
Okay, you stopped me in my tracks. No, I'm done. I'm back on track. You know, everybody says that, you know, Yuma is just a place you stop and get gas and continue on to San Diego.
I wish I could correct them.
But PC-21 showed the nation just how big Yuma is and how important Yuma is. It's not just a place you stop to get gas. It's a place of awesome people who are extremely supportive of our awesome military. And it kind of warms my heart, especially during this time of year during the holiday season. You know, when you start getting a little nostalgic and you think of your family, you think of all those things, and you think, you know, this was a family event. Forgive me, I'm going to chuckle up here, you know, because, you know, that nostalgia kicking in, right, you know. But it just talks to how great everybody is. And, again, I just want to say thank you. And thank you for allowing me to come on here to say that. Because that's what this really is about. Without saying not only to our awesome YPG workforce, and I say awesome, but to our awesome Yuma County, great job.
Now, the national security, of course, national security is becoming a big attention right now because we're throwing so much under national security. It seems like, I don't know, even, you know, with the COVID and all that, that it's been more attention. What national security, and I know you can't tell me the secrets, I'd love if you could, but are you focusing on foreign issues? I mean, that's obviously your game plan is protection from foreign, not domestics.
You know, that's a good question. And that's one thing about YPGs. I have spent a lot of time going out to our legislators, to the defense industry, reaching out to various agencies to educate on what YPG is and Yuma Proving Ground. What does it mean? And, you know, Yuma Proving Ground is the name of the place. But from a bigger, broader perspective, Yuma Proving Ground consists of Coal Regions Test Center and Tropic Regions Test Center, which is down in Panama, Suriname, Coal Regions, Fort Greely, Alaska. Okay? But what we really do out there is we prove out equipment. You know, when things get developed, it costs. We all get in our car, and of course, we all drive the speed limit, right? And when we hit the brakes, we expect our vehicle to stop. Well, before you get to that point, you have to test that out to see the design, does it work? And that's dangerous work. And people may not realize just how dangerous that is. The YPG workforce family does it every day, day in, day out. They put their life on the line every day to ensure our nation is able to do what it's supposed to do.
You just want to test it in the roughest conditions to make sure if it breaks out here or not in the field.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this is the place. You know, if something's going to break here. Mm-hmm. And then we can go back and fix it. And, you know, this really is not just a government solution. It's an industry solution. And, you know, I was talking to I'm trying to remember right now. And we were talking about Frostburg, you know. And one of the things I mentioned to him was, you know, this is not just, is the equipment there, but is our industry mature enough to give us the equipment, ready to give us that next piece of equipment that's going to give us the competitive edge in the next fight?
When you say the industry, you're talking about stuff that may not necessarily have been contracted with the government, stuff they're maybe working independently to sell to the government?
It could be that. You know,
okay.
We have independent tests or independent companies that come up there, and they contract with us to test their equipment. Okay, but it could be that. It could be a contract piece of equipment. It could be an idea we're trying to prove out. A lot of it is maturity. Okay, it's great to have a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
What's Austin Powers, you know, shark for lasers, you know?
You haven't tested that, have you?
I just want to see the shark out at Yuma Proving Ground. I mean, I guess I'm like, we're going out to Martinez Lake now, or?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But when you come up with these ideas, right, it's one thing to have it, but is it there? Is it capable?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what you do.
That is, sir.
And with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Sorry about that. Me, I'm self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way.
Our weather's dry. The temperature's mild. Some clouds to start this morning. Otherwise, sunny and 75. We could get some rain, though. Slight chance of a shower tomorrow afternoon, and a few showers possible tomorrow night.
There is a lot of confusion about COVID-19, but one thing we know for sure, vaccines aren't enough. Check for fever, COVID's number one symptom, with the Exergen temporal scanner, and learn more at Exergen.com. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Listen right here on 560 AM KBOU from 8 to 9 AM every Monday morning to Life, Death, and the Law, where Sean Garner and Adam Hansen discuss estate planning options. Spend Monday mornings 8 to 9 AM with Sean and Adam from Deason Garner and Hansen, and learn how you can plan your estate using a will or a trust to protect your family and secure your legacy. That's Life, Death, and the Law every Monday morning from 8 to 9, right here on 560 AM KBOU.
Spectrum Mobile is reinventing wireless again. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month per line. No contracts, no added taxes or fees. Includes nationwide 5G. Save up to 60% with Spectrum Mobile. Get unlimited on 2-plus lines for $29.99 a month. Call 855-438-2999 or visit a store near you.
Offer valid for new customers on 2-plus unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Savings based on 2-line comparison of unlimited plans among major national carriers as of 9/2021. Prepaid excluded. Restrictions apply.
Be sure to listen for the border and traffic reports weekdays on this station, brought to you by RV World. They have a large selection of both new and used RVs. Exit Interstate 8 at Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. That's RV World.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manning was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the five words he spoke before leaving for his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manion Foundation. Words that live in veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians who go out of their way to find a way, who help others with the help of others, who bounce back after each setback, who make good on good intentions. Through Travis Manion Foundation, if not me, then who, are words that can live in you too. Show the world what your character is made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org. That's TravisManion.org.
United Toyota has the gift that keeps giving with hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving weekly and ready to go to a good home. Sedans, trucks, SUVs, all with special holiday pricing. Visit UnitedToyotaImperial.com today.
Keeping their secret. Back in 1 minute with your food chain question of the day.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airline. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Though government agencies are required by law to respond to Freedom of Information Act requests within 20 business days, the FDA is requesting a delay of 55 years for the documents related to COVID vaccines. Reuters reported that the FDA proposed that the professors and scientists from public health and media professionals for transparency not be allowed to see the full vaccine record until the year 2076. Question: do you think the public should or should not be allowed immediate access to COVID vaccine papers?
Never get annoyed. Look at me, I'm self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. Chamber Chatter brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
And we have Colonel McFarl from Yuma Proving Ground. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. And, yeah, we have to top sharks with lasers. So we were talking about that during the break. You know what? But you know what? Topping sharks with lasers, you were talking about the awesome team that you have out at YPG. And, you know, this time of year, you know, dealing with businesses here in town, motivating employees and the people who do an amazing job for you can be difficult. Are you finding that out there as well?
You know, I appreciate you bringing that up. I think when we had the Good Morning Yuma, mm-hmm. we had a great, I brought a topic out that was near and dear to my heart. And I appreciate you allowing me to have a moment to talk about that. You know, when it comes to motivating the workforce, you know, the first thing is you got to recruit. And, you know, I call recruit, train, retain. I know there's a different word I use, but that's what's in my mind right now, okay? In recruiting workforce, costs money.
Mm-hmm.
And training that workforce costs money. And, everybody always says, if they're not a good employee, get rid of them. Well, it's not always that easy because that's a lot of money and a lot of training, a lot of hours. And you know what? Are we training people? And so, you know, I think I said, I don't have my S1 here, so Iris, if you're hearing this, you can correct me later, okay? I think in the next 5 to 10 years, about 25% of our workforce will be eligible for retirement. Mm. That's a lot of people.
It is.
Okay? And so we got to start looking at how we recruit and where do we recruit. You know, and one of the reasons why I brought this topic up is it's not just a YPG challenge, okay? When you think about this, you got to think, if I bring someone in here, they're not just, buying YPG or working for YPG. They are buying into Yuma County. And what is Yuma County? And the different dynamics involved. You know, you look at this heavy workforce, more so big cities, just without having statistics and things, that's okay to say. Mm-hmm. You know, Phoenix probably has a big workforce, mm-hmm. New York City, Miami, L.A., San Diego, et cetera. Okay? And people also come in looking at culture. What does culture look like? And, you know, one of the things I'm trying to work real hard up there is make sure that our culture and our people
and our demographics are properly aligned, whoever comes in knows that, hey, you know what, I can be who I can be, and I'll be treated fair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important. And to me, that's what the Constitution represents, and that's what that place is. In your own business, let me ask you a question. I'm going to put something on you, ma'am, for a discussionary purpose. After that briefing, we talked about recruiting. What are some of the challenges you think you're seeing right here?
You know, the challenges that we're seeing the most is keeping people here. We get people here, but they don't always stay, especially where our young people are leaving. They get their degrees and they decide, they go off to Tucson, they go off to Phoenix, they go off wherever, and they get their degree and they stay there as opposed to coming back to Yuma. And that's, to me, like right now, the biggest challenge that we're facing. I'm guessing you're facing the same thing.
You know, we tend to have some of those challenges too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A lot of our experienced workforce has been living here for years, and so, this is where, but when they came in, this is what they said, hey, culturally, this is, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I love this place. So it's not a matter of, me or anything, but when you're going after that next generation of talent, okay, you're going to the University of Arizona or Arizona State. I don't want to get to that rivalry right now, but
not too bad.
So we'll call it University of Tennessee, and
no rivalry there.
University of Alabama, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, but all kidding aside, you're saying, hey, look, come work for me. But you're also saying, well, where am I going to live?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be in Yuma. Well, what's Yuma about? Okay, and some of those things are, you look at the big cities, what attracts people to the big cities? My opinion, only at this point in time, is culture. When I say culture, arts, theater.
Shopping.
Mm-hmm. Shopping.
It's the wife you're taking with you.
You know what? The spouse is always a consideration.
I didn't bring my wife, I'm sorry. You're not going there, are you?
That's okay by today's standards.
Bueller,
sorry, we got you off again,
didn't
we? Here's the
pronoun that you're comfortable with.
Bueller. That was a great movie, by the way.
That was a great movie. Sorry, but
no,
anyway.
It's all good. It's all good, but that's just it.
Mm-hmm.
It allows people to be who they are, and you got to be respectful of that. And so when you think about those things, it's like, I may not agree with what you say, but I respect what you say. And that's what a culture says.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of big cities, that's what they offer and that's what they give. And, of course, so when you look at recruiting, that's a whole recruiting thing. And, during PC21, we were trying to, we were feeding over 600 soldiers and, three meals a day. Well, three meals a day on the weekend, two on the weekday, et cetera, but basically getting the same three meals. And, that workforce, those teammates are getting up at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, starting shift, ending their day about 10, 11 o'clock, turn around, doing it again. They were exhausted.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, we had a workforce who showed up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to receive, children for daycare. And those two areas were very stressed. Now, our workforce that went down range is 14. They were working, and correct if I'm wrong, this one out there, please, I think it was 5:10. Okay? And so 50 hours a week and probably going into Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a lot. Day in, day out for 6 weeks. Okay? A lot of wear and tear in the body, people exposed to the elements. And so, you're going out to people saying, hey, look, come work at YPG. If you want to work in an environment where you get to be outside, work with awesome people, blow things up, this is the place to be. So that's a good selling thing.
Can be.
I think so.
I'm amazed at the number of people that I'll talk about. I just want to go blow things up. So,
if your wife asks you what you did today at work, you don't have to tell her.
There we go. That was great.
Sorry, spouse, I can't tell you.
But what was that phrase? I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. So, there we go.
No one uses it. That's a tough crowd. No one uses that anymore. That's James Bond.
I love it.
They just had a James Bond movie come out. Sorry. We're right.
So, you know, in Soviet... When
you have how many professionals out there that are non-military, but it's a couple thousand, right?
We've got about, you know, all said and done, contractors, civilians, et cetera, between here, CRTC, PRC, we've got about 2,500
people. 2,500 people. Not a lot of people really put their head around that there's that many people out there, unless you ride the road in the morning. But there is that many professionals. I'm talking, you know, people that are engineers or whatever, you know, and equipment people that highly skilled and technical for human. And we don't think of ourselves that way sometimes, but we are.
No, that's true. And, you know, the McGuire study, I think, came out, and I'm looking at Bark, I'm not sure if it's here, but I think 2017 said YPG had an economic impact overall about $1.1 billion.
Doesn't surprise me.
And that's not only here in Yuma, but you stretch that to Phoenix and other parts of Arizona.
Okay.
And probably some bleed over into California, because on the California border, El Centro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, when we talk, so that's the recruiting piece. Okay, what makes us special? And then people want to know, what's your culture? Just can't bring anybody in. Because if you disrupt culture, then everything else will collapse with it. And so it's a very interesting dynamic when you're thinking about recruiting, which I'm sure everybody in the community is experiencing themselves. And so...
I know you have to take a break, but I want to talk about culture when we get back. That intrigues me. Go ahead and sign off.
Okay. With that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Hi, I'm Russell McLeod with Accurate Automotive Attention.
And I'm Carrie Tater with Arizona's Children's Association. For children entering foster care, it's a very traumatic time, especially in emergency situations. That's where ASCA comes in. We want to provide them with a suitcase to carry their belongings instead of a usual trash bag. Imagine the difference to their self-esteem.
You are probably wondering what this has to do with Accurate Automotive. Please drop off a new or used suitcase to either of our locations. Imagine the difference you can make in these kids' lives.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves, it's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Are you struggling to find quality employees? Tired of placing the same old Sunday classifieds or getting lost in the online job boards and getting the same results? Then you need to call us today at 344-4980 and put radio to work for you. It's fast. Place an ad today and have it on air tomorrow. Whether you're looking for hourly workers or to fill highly specified job descriptions, placing an ad on radio will help you fill these positions quickly. Call 344-4980 today and put radio recruitment to work for you.
I'm Danny Schaefer, lifestyle content creator. My little brother had these piercing blue eyes, like the ocean. He was just 33 when we lost him to an accidental opioid overdose.
My name is Darren Waller. I had it made, living my dream playing professional football. Then my life hit rock bottom. I had an accidental opioid overdose.
I felt the shame, the stigma. Everyone knew, but no one talked about it.
I felt completely isolated. My family didn't even know. I refused to stand by and watch without doing everything I can to change the stigma.
If you know someone taking opioids, have a safety plan and talk about it.
It can happen to anyone you know or love. It happened to me.
I'm sharing Scott's story because reversing the silence can help save lives.
Let's help put a stop to opioid overdoses being a leading cause of accidental death in America.
Be prepared. Learn how at reversesilence.org.
Be sure to listen Sunday afternoon from noon to 2 for the radio show that talks about all things real estate with award-winning broadcaster Stephen Gasquet. It's everything you need to know about your home, from buying and selling. Brought to you by PhD. When your home needs a professional home doctor, call PhD 344-9111.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. And before we get back to YPG, we do have some important announcements from the Chamber. And first of all, you know, we talk about the military and how much we support the military in this town. And as part of that, the Chamber is doing a fundraiser right now. We have, for the last several years, provided Walmart gift cards to our young men and women who are serving both at MCAS Yuma and out at YPG. And our fundraiser is ending this Saturday, December 11th. And we are going to be awarding everyone who's donated money towards that fundraiser. We have this beautiful metal wall sculpture. It is an outline of the United States with a bald eagle in the center of it. It's right now sitting in my office, and it's absolutely gorgeous. In fact, I bought two just so I could hang a second one up in my office. So we have that going on, but please help us out. You can go to yumachamber.org/events. And if you go to Saturday, December 11th, you'll see the military fundraisers there. You click on it, and you can donate right online. If you're not comfortable with that, feel free to visit our office. We are in our office from 9 to 5, Monday through Thursday, and usually Friday mornings unless we're at an event. Feel free to call us. We'll come pick up checks, whatever. If you want to get the Walmart gift cards yourself, they're $100 a piece. Just go to Walmart and get a $100 gift card. We will pick it up from you. But if you give us the cash, we'll go to Walmart, buy the gift cards ourselves, and we are splitting them half and half. So half of them will be going to MCAS Yuma, and half of them will be going to the Yuma Proving Ground to help out those people who are stationed here, whether it be with Christmas dinner or gifts for their family or whatever they need. They can go to Walmart and get that. So that is pretty much my biggest announcement. We're kind of winding down for the holidays. We do have one more fun event. We will be on the 22nd. We will be doing our member mixer at First Bank Yuma, so feel free to register for that. It is free to come, but we do need you to register in advance. Same thing, yumachamber.org/events, and you will find our calendar of events and can register for everything there. And with that, I do want to reintroduce Ross Clark. Good morning, yeah, Ross.
Good morning.
And, of course, we have Colonel McFall from YPG. So the timing was well for our military fundraiser. That worked.
Yes, it was. But thank you so much. That just tells me how great Yuma is. There's always something going on for the military. And I want to thank you for that right there, for doing that for our families. Not only for YPG, but also MCAS Yuma. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I remember my nephews when they were first starting out in the military, and I inherited this. The Chamber had this before I started, but it's something I'm very happy to continue with the Chamber. So.
Well, thank you again.
Can I get back to culture?
I suppose.
Because I'm curious. Because I'm a business guy, basically. I don't know if you know this, but I'm not really a journalist. Does it show? but the culture always has intrigued me. As I move around in corporate businesses, and the culture is different, and it dictates on productivity. The productivity is based on what is the culture. Safety is part of the culture. Is it or is it not? Being on time, time off. How the conversations go throughout the day, how workloads are displaced and put out, communications as part of the culture, all of that. Mm-hmm. And I've enjoyed going around and looking at different places to try to identify what is the culture of this place. And sometimes it's easy. You can see it from the curb. And sometimes you have to even actually go inside. But what would you describe the culture here? And I don't want to describe the military terms, because it is a military base, but there's a lot more to the culture at YPG than just military, because it incorporates a lot of civilians, and it's got a very specific obligation of testing and everything that may be different everywhere else.
No, that's a fair question. Culture is, at the War College we had a saying, culture eats strategy every day. And if you don't appreciate culture, you're not going to get anything done. Okay? Up at YPG, I use a phrase that says, can-do culture.
when I first got here, just something about it. We hit PC-20, and just something just kept sticking. I'm like, what the heck is that? What's this culture? Then I realized, can-do culture. Everybody's always trying to do more. Oh, we'll do that. We'll do that. And I finally had to stop you. Look, you got to stop. It's not that I don't want you to do it, but if you continue down this road, you're going to burn yourself out.
Right.
And that's not healthy. But, you know, you appreciate the spirit, you appreciate the fight. And also, when I think about that, good morning, you know, thank you for coming along, but one of the things I said to him was, you know, there are so many cultures at YPC. I summarize it up by saying can do. But there's a culture in the command suite. There's a culture on the gun line. There's a culture on the flight. You know, there's a culture in the ammo plant. All these are subcultures, they call it. Okay? And you have to respect all these subcultures to appreciate YPG. The overarching culture is can do. Because no matter where you go, everybody just has that value in it.
Mm.
Okay? And so when I talk about culture, you know you are recruiting. You got to go, okay, if I put you into this culture, you think of a culture this way. If I go on one tangent here, okay, you know, you take the Amazon floor. Well, if I insert fire, the culture of the Amazon floor is changing.
Sure.
Okay? Or I insert some disease that eats away at trees, the culture changes. A new culture comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so recruiting is the same thing. It's not just like, hey, you're an applicant. Okay, great, get in here. We're going to hire you. We got to appreciate, is it good for you, and is it good for the team? Because you don't want to bring anybody in. Because someone leaves unhappy, then they're going to talk bad about that organization, correct?
Yeah, and knowing what you know about culture, is culture in your mind when you're recruiting?
Culture's always in my mind, okay. Because, and we talked about this earlier when we say recruit, culture not only of YPG, but culture of Yuma County as a whole. If that makes sense what I'm saying. And so, you were talking about earlier about, we're losing young talent, or I don't know if young's the right word, but we're losing this talent because maybe we as a community don't have what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And what they're looking for. Phoenix has it, I guess, and, I don't know what that is.
We've had many people that come here and say, I'm going to cut my teeth at YPG, I'll be here a couple of years, and then we'll move to the big city. And they tell us those stories at their retirement from YPG. You know, that happens with regularity.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes there is an issue with them that, look, this is a good place to start, and then I'll end up going to the bigger places, and they fall in love with this place. And I think culture has something to do with that. If the culture is one of the togetherness, teamwork, and bringing, and we're doing a responsible, important job, they stay, and they love it and embrace it.
I don't disagree. Heidi and I, we first came here in a COVID lockdown environment, pretty much, last year.
Yeah.
And we didn't get to appreciate Yuma for what it is. Well, this year, we're starting to meet a lot of dynamic people coming from, and we're very blessed for that. And we're enjoying the culture because it speaks to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, if I'm recruiting at University of Arizona for operational research analyst, big bank mathematic person. Well, hey, come out to Yuma.
I'm going to Tesla.
So you see some of our challenges we have.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not to say, and this is the whole point of the conversation, if this is my problem I'm trying to solve, what is the problem you're trying to solve internal to your own organization? So I only have 10 employees, you hear business owners say. Well, still, that's a culture.
Mm-hmm.
It is. And just like you mentioned with people leaving, even with 10 employees, if you've got one that's caustic and is not fitting that culture and causing disruptions, that affects customers, it affects productivity, mm-hmm. affects safety, affects everything. And then somebody leaves, it also affects negativity directed towards that business.
Absolutely.
All of those things become something that should be looked at.
You think
right now you need to look at a break.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Hold one second. Hold that thought.
It starts with lasers.
Okay, it starts with lasers. Okay. And with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Maybe he was born with his witty humor.
Some people bring joy wherever they go. Some whenever they go.
Or as a Frontier newspaper reporter.
There's nothing to be learned from the second kick of a mule.
Maybe he got his insights from being a riverboat captain.
Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference.
Wherever he went, Mark Twain found humor all around. Humor. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country. Air Force Reserve.
I've got muscular dystrophy. That means my muscles are weak and it can be hard to breathe.
Now is a scary time for everyone, as we are at a higher risk for respiratory infections.
In good times and bad, the Muscular Dystrophy Association helps kids live with neuromuscular disease. The pandemic places more than 200,000 adults and children with muscular dystrophy at a greater risk.
Breathing is often hard when you live with a neuromuscular disease,
but the Muscular Dystrophy Association is here to help.
MDA is what ensures they receive critical medical care at one of over 150 care centers across the U.S.
During COVID-19, kids like me are at a greater risk.
The Muscular Dystrophy Association needs your support now more than ever.
COVID-19 won't stop us. To learn how you can help, please visit helpmda.org. Thank you.
Arizona runs on affordable energy produced right here at home. But as prices on everything rise, politicians in D.C. want to increase the cost of American-made energy. That means we may have to rely on energy from foreign producers instead of here in America, potentially making it more expensive to live here in Arizona. Tell Senator Kelly, don't tax American energy producers, because affordable, reliable solutions are made in America. Paid for by Energy Citizens.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kales, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have Colonel McFall from Yuma Proving Ground. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. And so we've been hitting on the recruiting, but you had mentioned during the break that you wanted to talk about the training and retention piece, because, to me, that's the easier part.
You know, that's very true. And, you know, you always hear this saying, and, you know, hey, let's go recruit a new person for this capability.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I still have to train that person into our culture, train that person to learn the job and do everything. Well, you know, I keep telling my YPG family team, you know, I'm not looking to get new people. I'm looking to modernize it. Okay? What does that mean? So Carnegie Mellon is the Center of Excellence for Army Artificial Intelligence in the Army. Okay? Why not get some of the people come out here and get some people trained?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Machine learning, or maybe cutting edge things that, you know, we talked about earlier, where industry is starting to dabble in certain areas. Why can't we get our people trained so when they come out here to test, it's not a huge steep learning curve. And so training is extremely important. Now, I understand that, you know, maybe you might perceive that, hey, well, you have more money to train people. Not necessarily. But no matter what business you're in, training is important because people don't want to be stagnant. And so that's another piece, is how do I make sure, you know, one thing I learned about myself was whenever I went to a course, maybe you may change and think differently, I would come back to that course, I would immediately implement things into my daily work life.
Mm-hmm.
And so improvement occurred. Now, did it catch on and go across the entire organization? I don't know the answer, but effective made me better. Okay? So training is extremely important. And then we look at the word retention. Well, if you're not recruiting people into the right culture, you're not being fair to them, they're not being fair to you, and then you're not training, you're not retaining.
Mm-hmm.
And retaining is a huge, huge cost.
Mm-hmm.
It's unrealized cost. So if I lose an employee and I spent, let's say, $100,000 on recruiting, and then I spent another $106,000 on training, $250,000 of unrealized costs or sunk costs that I'm investing in all employees.
Mm-hmm.
And so retaining is about retaining people into your culture. And it goes back to the word culture. And I keep saying it's not just YPG culture, it is human culture. And that's why I keep going after that. And you know, Kim, may I put you on the spot, please?
Sure. Maybe. Oh, no. You're smiling at me like that.
Just so everybody knows, Kim and I had a bet. So you mentioned during the break, and it was, you know, not necessarily arts is the reason we're not recording.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing other things.
Mm-hmm.
Can you educate me, please, on what you think you're hearing from, you know, across the community?
Well, you know, you kind of hit it a little bit on, you're talking about training. And so, in fact, if you look at my notes, because I write down my questions as I'm thinking of them, and one of the things that I got is, why train people? Why should I invest in someone when they're just going to leave anyway?
Oh, I've got the answer for that.
Well, I'm sure you do, but that's actually one of the things that
I
hear. So that's, I want to know what your answer to that is. Because that's one of the things that I hear, that I'm treated like I'm replaceable.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I come across my workforce, I quite tell you who's going to be around, who's maybe
mm-hmm.
looking for other avenues, and I'm just here to get experience and move on.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of pick up on that. Well, if I train you and you go out to industry, and that knowledge you take to industry makes my business model better, you educate people about YPG, you think about it. Someone leaves YPG and they go to Minnesota. In Minnesota, that little community knows about YPG and human.
Mm-hmm.
And that person is a better productive person in our great workforce, and they're helping out even more. Even better is, word of mouth is one of the biggest recruiting tools we have.
Mm-hmm.
So if people leave with a positive thought on YPG, my likelihood of replacing and getting more people increases.
Yeah.
That's my take.
I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the only thing worse than training somebody and having them leave is not training him and having him stay.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I mean, I agree 100%.
I'd rather train you with the risk of losing you
mm-hmm.
than not train you with the risk of destroying culture.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay? And, you know, we talked to Akika, right, and I'm joking about this, is that, so I said, you know, Akika, I'd like to teach a class on leadership.
Yeah, thanks for that, by the way.
Hey, you're welcome here from you. So I said, you know, I want a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I've learned, you know, listening to the mayor talk and talk, you know, this other James coming in talking about, you know, the educational piece.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we want to make things better in our educational system, those who have experience and the knowledge need to work with our great institutions to keep the talent there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, you know, put your money where your mouth is, right? So I said, hey, you know, I went to Arizona Western and talked to the chief. I'm like, you know, I'd like to go teach it. Well, you know, of course, she thought and made things better as she is. And that's where Kim got kind of roped
into
it.
That's how Ritika is. So Ritika's great, though, so that absolutely.
Absolutely. But if you take people who are experts in their field, and they're working at our universities here, more people want to attend these universities, and more people will then want to stay because they see the knowledge given back.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how also I see training, if that makes sense. It's how can I give back to the community? And if people are realizing that, hey, YPV, all these people are doing great things for our community,
mm-hmm.
it's affecting recruiting.
And for those that don't know, Ritika Dewan is the vice president of the CTE program out at AWC. So I probably should, we keep talking about Ritika, assuming everybody knows, because you know what? I think everybody probably does know Ritika. Doesn't it seem like that?
Absolutely. Great, 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 great person. I appreciate it. And then, my wife and I talk about that too, Heidi. And Heidi, for listening, I promise I'll be positive. She always talked about, the greatness of this town and, mm-hmm. The great people, and I bounce these ideas off her. Of course, she's a great sounding board, and she keeps me straight. And she always cares about people, and that's her main focus. And I think that's really what it boils down to in the day, is people are the number one priority.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't take care of people, then people are not apt to want to take care of the culture and the organization.
Mm-hmm.
But people first is my motto. That's all for the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some of the things. And I appreciate you allowing me to talk about these things. These are very near and dear to my heart. But one of the main reasons I brought it out to Good Morning Yuma was to let everybody know, hey, you may think we're the biggest employer in this area, but we have problems too, and our problems are real, and our problems will take probably 10 to 20 years to mm-hmm. solve. But you're not alone if you have the same problem. Thank you very much.
And thank you so much for coming in this morning. That is unfortunately all the time we have. But thank you, Colonel, for joining us this morning, and thank you, everyone, for listening. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
H&R Block has many options to make filing your taxes easy. Our tax pros can help you get your max refund with or without the office visit. Drop in, drop off, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. Send some pics from your phone without leaving home. Just another way, Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
So when you need a hand with your taxes, H&R Block is here for you. Drop off your taxes today at their offices in Yuma, the Foothills, or San Luis, and let their experienced tax professionals help get your taxes won.
You're who you always were.
She was screaming and crying. I've never seen her like that in my life.
You're who you've always been.
So we ended up calling the doctor, and he said, this isn't just an ear infection.
You always had it in you.
This is our daughter, and we didn't know how to help her.
To fight monsters and win.
Every day, thousands of kids like Gwen enter a Children's Miracle Network hospital. And for many of them, they're fighting for their lives. Children's hospitals are underfunded, which is why these hospitals rely on community support. 100% of contributions made at helpkidstoday.org go to your local member children's hospital so they can spend it on their most urgent needs.
It's life-changing for a kid like Gwen.
We can't change their diagnosis, but together, we're changing their future. For ways to help, visit us at helpkidstoday.org. helpkidstoday.org.
America's kids are returning to class, in school, and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough on students who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers.
That's where our organization, Communities and Schools, can help. For years, we've had caring adults inside schools, helping these students stay in school.
And now, we are taking our work beyond the school walls. Tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning.
Delivering meals, providing household supplies, connecting kids with online classrooms, and using technology to maintain the one-on-one relationships we know can transform the lives of students and their families.
We are doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed.
Communities and Schools, going wherever we are needed to help those students who are most in need
thrive.
To see how you can help kids succeed, visit communitiesinschools.org. That's communitiesinschools.org.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.